Welcome. We welcome you to Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Lady Huskies. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, it's the Lady Eagles of Heritage Christian, the Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. Internet radio broadcast is made possible, audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access. PutneyInSports.com, 2008. We are thankful. Robbie Kendall will mention the JV contest has concluded at Hamilton Heights. The Thursday night, tonight's JV captured the win. The first game, we'll mention both teams are on the floor and shots at their leisure. Getting ready for basketball, we'll mention is Christian using the lines right now. They're shooting left-handed layups. Tonight, they're the shots going inside, going left-handed layups right there. We'll mention today's ball game will be a good one. We'll mention tonight the Hamilton Lady Huskies and the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles. Let's learn a little bit about the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles. High school has a school enrollment of 496. Heritage Christian was founded September 1965, Hamilton Heights. Agglomerated from Jackson Central to Hamilton Heights in 1965. Mention Heritage Christian, they're Class 3A, Sectional 27, are seventh, excuse me, check that, there are six, their sectional. Their sectional will take place in Annapolis-Chittard High School. Their sectional is Brebeuf Jesuit, the Lady Braves. They're currently 16 wins, 6 losses. Annapolis-Heron, Lady, don't know how to pronounce that. Atrians, probably I didn't pronounce it correct, but they're 15-7. I will also mention 15-7, Indianapolis Bishop Chittard, the Trojans, they'll host the sectional. Indianapolis Shortridge, the Lady Blue Devils, 14-8. Miss Christian, they're 12-9, the Lady Eagles. Garvin Catholic, the Lady Golden Eagles, 9-12. Catching the principal at Heritage Christian High School is Jesse Burgess. Athletic director is Stephanie Gillette. Athletic secretary is Kirsten Gass. Catching Heritage Christian High School is located 6401 75th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 6250. Dial them up by telephone at 317-493-441. Web, you can find them at HC.net for the college team of Royal Blue, White, some Black. We'll mention in the Circle City Conference are 6 teams in the Circle City. And from top to bottom, we'll mention at the top of it right now, 5-0. And Colony, they're 12-8 overall. Bishop Chittard, they're 3-1 in the conference, they're 15-7. Heritage Christian, they're 3-2 in the conference. Mentioned they're 12-9. But for both Jesuit, Lady Braves, they're 2-2. They're 16-6. From Catholic, the Lady Golden Eagles are 1-4. They're 9-12. Covenant Christian, 0-5. They're 6-15 on the season. And well mentioned, Heritage Christian, they are currently 12 wins, 9 losses. 3-2 in the Circle City Conference. They're going to have one more game regular season. We'll talk about that in a moment. Of Heritage Christian, Jessica Stoltz, working in year number one. Well, this is the next game on their agenda. Will be their final home game season. It'll be their final game on the season. That'll happen this Friday. That's tomorrow night, 26th of January. 7:30 start for the varsity. 6 o'clock JD. It'll be Park Tudor, Lady Panthers. They'll visit Christian, the Lady Eagles, as mentioned. That'll be the final game of the season. Lady Huskies compete in their final game of the season tonight. The postseason will start next week. All girls basketball teams, state of Indiana. Will mention, Mitchin will let you know Bishop Chittard is going to host a sectional. Indianapolis Heron, 15-7 currently, go against Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles, 12-9 presently. First round of the sectional, that's next week. Tuesday, January 30th, to 7:30, start for the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles, Bishop Chittard High School. That's a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Huskies, as mentioned, are going to find your game regular season here tonight. The Huskies, they have a school enrollment here at Hamilton Heights, 731. Gym capacity right here, about 3,028. I saw another figure there, pretty close to 3,028. So we'll get to 3,000. Making a pretty good group of fans on hand here tonight. Hamilton Heights are Class 3A, Sectional 24, or 7 in their sectional. Their sectional takes place at Yorktown High School. Hamilton Heights, if you want to go to Yorktown, all you got to do, go through Main Street in Arcadia, cross 19, stay on 266th Street, take that straight. You'll get out there by the dairy farm, take a left-handed jog, just short jog, then you jump back right, keep going to the east, stay east right there. The next T road you hit, turn left, and you're right there at Yorktown High School. 30-mile trip from Hamilton Heights. We'll mention Yorktown High School going to host a sectional. In the sectional is going to be Hamilton Heights. They're 19-2. Jay County. County, they're 20-2. Town. The Tigers, they're 13-9. The Lady Eagles are 11-10. Ancient Lady Eagles are 15-7. Castle Lady Trojans, 2-19. In Centerville, the Lady Bulldogs are 4-17. Hamilton Heights, the principal is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Alden. Athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. Dial them up by telephone at 317-884-3551. Web, you can find them at hhchuskies.org. Again, that's hhchuskies.org. The colors, orange, white, and brown. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 9 teams this year. Add at least one next year. It's going to be Logansport. Fort Berry's already in the conference. Hamilton Heights Middle School. We'll mention order of finish. 2023-24, this season, like this, at number one, it was Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Two, Rick-O-Lear Central, Lady Bombers. Three, Benton Central, Bison. Four, Western, Lady Panthers. Five, Central Catholic, Lady Knights. Six, Northwestern, Lady Tigers. Seven, Twin Lakes, the Indians. Number eight, Tipton, the Devils. Number nine, West Lafayette, the Red Devils. Again, we'll mention Hamilton Heights, 19 wins, 2 losses on the season. Those losses came from Jay County. Jay County, I'm sure they're wanting revenge. The sectional, we'll find out. Those two teams match up, should be a good one. Second, the Lady Huskies finished the conference, the division, I should say. Division, they finished 3-0, gave them the right to play top team in the West Division. That was Rick-O-Lear Central, Lady Bombers. They played against each other. That was last Saturday. They were going to play on Friday. Bit clement weather. Quite worth the trip for Rick-O-Lear Central. 100 miles. The Huskies' entrance on trip. But we'll mention Hamilton Heights got the win on Saturday. It was a 6 o'clock game against Rick-O-Lear Central. Rick-O-Lear Central, the two. Coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Mr. Keegan Cherry. Cherry, working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. 138 wins, 56 losses. Coach Keegan Cherry, starting his 8th year. He gets a win tonight. He'll have 20 wins on the season. Has done that 2 other times that seasons he's coached here. Keegan Cherry has never had a losing season. The next game on the agenda for Hamilton Heights will be Newcastle Lady Trojans against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The round one of the sectional. Mention the sectional is going to happen at Yorktown High School next Wednesday, January 31st, is a 7:30 ball game. Yorktown High School, Castle, Lady Trojans, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Hope you can be there. If you cannot be there, putmeinsports.com. Granted permission today. It was not granted for free. I got to mention the IHSAA worked feverishly. I tell you what, to put on the games that they put on, to provide the different avenues for basketball, football, and other sports, it's well worth me paying $75 to do a game. I got some sponsors. That's good. I think I have five. $20 a game. That's pretty cheap. Just want to break even. What I want to do, I'll do the prep. I'll do the broadcast. I want to break even. Thank you. Not all the time. Baseball season had to work a little bit. Mention, that's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Still five refs on the pregame clock. The officials down on the surface wearing their overcoats. Out for the official is to watch the players. Make sure they don't dunk basketball in pregame. It's not going to happen here. Last week, I was on Saturday. I couldn't do the Husky girls game. I was at Kokomo. A lot of slam dunks. That's Lori Badunga. Lori Badunga, what a quality guy. Let me interview him again. It was the backside of the Tipton Kokomo game. If you want to go in there and listen, take that cursor, go near the end of the game. Listen to Lori Badunga. What a quality young man. 6'9", 12 Division One schools want him to go there next year. Goes Kansas. Yeah, Kansas Jayhawk. Keep an eye on Lori Badunga. He might make it the next level after college. We'll hope so. At least overseas if he'd like to play. So, what happened there for Lori Badunga? I'll mention him. Yeah, both lost their first game to Kokomo last week, 70-51. Tomorrow night, the Blue Devils will be here with Hamilton Heights. Hope you can be here live. If you cannot, put me in sports.com. We'll be here tomorrow night, 7:30, varsity game. Mention now, who's your conference? Who's your conference? We'll mention games that happened last night. They were supposed to. There's four games on the agenda. 30 games, Central Catholic, 65. He had Jeff, 35. Take that back, that was on the 23rd. Second game on the 23rd, it was postponed. McCutcheon and Lafayette, West Lafayette. For game, Rensselaer Central, 67. Kiki Valley, 45. High Central when he gets Western. The fourth game, and that's Western got the win, 67-37. Last night, I should say, Wednesday, January 24th, one game, Western 74, Miami 63. Teams on the agenda tonight, slated, DeMott at Rensselaer Central, Harrison, West Lafayette, at Kokomo, that was a 6 o'clock game. The 30 game tonight, Winamac is at Twin Lakes, 7:30 start, near about 7:40 on the wristwatch. Christian is here, Hamilton Heights. Second in the Hoosier Conference, basketball, sectional round one. How they stack up, this is the first opponent, each East Division. The Heights go against Newcastle, the Wednesday, the 31st, 7:30 start. The sports will be there. Can game be Western, starting in Class 3A, sectional 22. They'll be at Twin Lakes. Lakes hosting got sectional. That's also Wednesday night, 6:30 start time. It's Western, be at McConaughey going against Peru. McConaughey going to host that sectional. That's also the 31st, 6 o'clock start time. Tipton. Tipton will be at Blackford. That sectional happening at Elwood. That's Class 2A, sectional 39. That'll be a Wednesday, 31st of January, 7:30 start. The West Division, Rensselaer Central. They'll be at the Twin Lakes. Sectional, but Rensselaer Central, at the bye, they drew the right ping pong ball. They're the only team in the Hoosier Conference that earned a bye. Mention Benton Central. They're at Twin Lakes against North Montgomery, the first, 8 p.m. Central Catholic, 2A, 38 at Delphi. They'll go against Seager. It's going to be Tuesday, the 30th at 6 o'clock. Twin Lakes against Western at home. 3A, sectional 22. That'll be Wednesday at 6:30. West Lafayette at Frankfort, Class 3A, sectional 22. It'll happen at Twin Lakes. That's Tuesday, 7:30. Set the sound for the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
National anthem, Memor Expedis, always good. Everybody in the whole place standing at attention and about the same thing as they look at the flag. 15 colonies, 50 states, 50 stars. It works good in the United States. 5 minutes back on the play clock, the game clock, pregame, started with 15. The other five back up now. We'll talk about the Indianapolis Chitard. Indianapolis Chitard are going to host sectional class 3A, sectional 27. It's Christian Lady Eagles be in that sectional. They'll be in the second game on Tuesday. But you know, it stacks up like this. In game one, Buff, Lady Jesuit Braves, 10-6. 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th, against Bishop Chitard, home team. They're 15-7. Heritage Christian will play in the second game that evening. That's Tuesday evening, January 30th. They'll play at the 7:30 contest, thereabouts. Heritage Christian will be the visiting team. They're in the top of the bracket. Currently 12-9. They'll have a game here tonight. Add to that, we'll mention, Annapolis Heron will be their opponent. Currently 15 wins, 7 losses. Then we'll mention Indianapolis Shortridge. Shortridge drew the bye. Fort Ridge currently 13-8. They'll play the 6 o'clock ball game on Friday, February 2nd. Look for them and see if that guy sees his shadow, see what kind of weather we got for the next 6 weeks. But anyway, Indianapolis Short Ridge will play the winner. First game, that'll be either Brebuff, Bishop Chitard. And then we'll mention Gibbon Catholic. The Catholic also drew a bye, so they'll play, they'll go to the second round. Currently 9-12, they'll play the 7:30 contest on Friday evening, February 2nd. And they'll go against the winner of game two. That's either Heritage Christian, Indianapolis Heron. That's what it looks like right there in sectional, Class 3A, sectional 27. They're showing some stuff on the Videotron. I was ready. I've got a flashlight here. Time's up. Here after the balcony, I forgot the flashlight. That's okay. So they buzzed the horn once again. It stopped at 3 minutes. They're showing some videos on the Jumbotrons. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention for a good ball game tonight. And I will let you know this game is being brought to you tonight by Powers and Sewer. This is Stokes Bear, Century 21. Fishers, quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. We'll also mention Indiana Express Rentals. That's support sponsors tonight. Kings Auto Parts, Quest Auto Parks, they're in Cicero. CNSports.com, Varsity Sports since 2008. They do support education-based high school varsity athletics. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. This times are made for precious moments. So Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage, door and outdoor storage, them on your agenda. We'll make it AGM, AGM Auto. If you didn't know, AGM stands for the mechanic. I can vouch for that. So bringing you tonight's contest, Runyon Truck Store. In Truck Store, Alan Runyon, 6'5", back when I was about a senior. He was about a sophomore or freshman. He played on the basketball team. Also bringing you tonight's contest, some dandy restaurants, Noblesville, Tipton, Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville. Mr. Muffin's Trains. Mr. Muffin's Trains, if you didn't know, at a brand new location out there on Highway 19. If you come from the south, you're going north. He's right there across the new boat place. I miss that boat place. He's across the street. It could be Bargain Bob's. The final sponsor tonight is the Floor Store. Sort of on the west, should be on the east edge of Tipton. What a quality family. It's bringing you the contest tonight. We'll try to get through those. 42, clock rolling down. Basketball on a Thursday night. Tomorrow night it'll be the boys' game. Tipton will be here against Hamilton Heights. We'll mention Hoosier Conference. It's basketball crossover games. Crossover games, I'll try to get this right. A bit difficult with just 9 teams. Mention. For first or second place, Saturday the 20th, 6 p.m., Clear Central was here with Hamilton Heights. Mention Clear Central showed up with a 19-0 record. 3A, they were number one then. The Knights showed up at their home court, 16-2. They were class 3A, number two at that time. The Knights got the win, 54-32. Third and fourth place, Saturday, Benton Central, 50. Eastern 46. For sixth place last Saturday, so Catholic, 9, Northwestern, 38. Seventh or eighth place, Twin Lakes and Tipton. I think they're still trying to get that game in. Permission to be tying Tippecanoe Valley. 19 for the girls get right there in the Hoosier Conference. Tippecanoe Valley got the win 32-30 over West Lafayette. It's like a hell ball type of game. We're going to introduce the starting lineups here. 12 seconds as the clock's going to empty out. Go ahead and begin. We'll mention Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles. Start like this tonight. Covering number 3, put 7-inch senior. 15.6 points. Game average, that's Maya Davis. Wearing number 5, 5'10" junior. 11.2 points. Game average, Casey Frost. Wearing number 10, she's a 5'10" junior. 15.1 points. Game average, Jocelyn Marshall. Keeping track, Harry Christian has 3 girls averaging in double figures. Also, starting tonight, Harry Christian wearing number 11, a 5'11 sophomore, 5.3 points per game average. Trinity Taylor averages 2.5 boards game, 5'11. Final starter for Harry Christian tonight, number 21, the sophomore, 5'5" tall. That's Eliza Lapsley, tips in with 3.9 points per game. The head coach, the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles, is coach. That's the Stoltz. Now for the Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Start like this. Ring number 2, a 5'6" senior, 9.4 points per game average. Ella Hickok leads the team with 4.5 assists per game. Covering number 3, put 6-inch junior, 8.5 points per game average. That's Katie Brown. Covering number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'10" senior, 27.7 points game average. Cameron Runner, she leads the team in rebounding at 5.9 a game. Webbing number 23, they put 7-inch senior, averaging 3 points per game. Since Tipton, she shot 5 times. Hit 5 baskets, got 10 points in the ballgame. She was perfect. We'll mention number 24, winding up the lineup for the Lady Huskies. 5'9" senior, 0.6 points per game, Hadley Cherry. The coach for the Lady Huskies, Keegan Cherry. They introduced the starting lineups for Hamilton Heights. Have developed the lights a bit. Got the Jumbotrons. I'm glad they provide some illumination. Good. Now they're going to introduce the starting lineups for the Lady Huskies. How they're doing that, we'll talk about the IHSAA Girls Basketball Associated Press in Way 21st edition. These are the rankings finishing the top five in each class. Class 1A, top five. One is Lanesville. They won it all last year, Class 1A. They're 20-1, Sectional 61. Number two, it's Borden. They're 17-3, Sectional 61 also. At number three, it's Marquette Catholic. 18-2, present leader in Sectional 50. Number four, it's Caston. Caston, they're 18-1, Sectional 52. Clinton Central. Clinton Central at number five. They're 20-1, Sectional 54. Lady Huskies, the invitations there. I'm going to toss some t-shirts up in the stands. Knuckle it up with the officials. That's Class 1A. Pick up in a minute. We'll talk about Class 2A, top five. But they're getting ready for tip-off. 7:53 on the wristwatch. Now she's going to break up. Jump center right there for Heritage Christian. Number 11, Trinity Taylor. As mentioned, Trinity Taylor, 5'11". She's in 10 half boards per game. She's just a sophomore. Step up against her, it's going to be Cameron Runner. She wears number 10, senior for Hamilton Heights, 5'10". The toss, it's a good one. Tip to the backcourt, picked up by Ella Hickok. Front court with the basketball. Fourth shot, left elbow extended. Shot's good. That's Katie Brown. 3-point lead, Hamilton Heights in front. To the front court. Surrounds will be a foul in the front court. Lady Huskies trying to make a steal. First foul in the contest. Going to whistle this foul. Hamilton Heights. Before, Javi Sherry has one. This is Pink Out Night. A Pink Out Night is associated with cancer. So one of the worst things ever was invented. I don't think God invented it, but you know, he allowed it to happen. 7:32 on the game clock. Working in the front court, Heritage Christian. Working inside. A shot outside the paint, shot when he goes, shot taken by Trinity Taylor. Now Hamilton Heights. Hands of Ella Hickok, she'll cross the timeline. Dribble pace, gonna look for a screen from Cassie Schakel. At the free throw line, Katie Brown, gonna be off the foot. Heritage Christian, I thought that might have been off the foot of Katie Brown. We give it back to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it in right a bucket on the baseline. McCherry is going to trigger the inbound. 7:13, we've just begun. Hamilton Heights High School. Heritage Christian, we were there last year. So Mr. Boyle. We interviewed Mr. Boyle last game. He was the JV official last year at Heritage Christian. Side the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Hickok. Way down, Cameron Rutter. Get back out top. 3-point shot good. Hadley Cherry. Right of center. It's going to be a shoe tie right here. Timeout. Empted for Cameron Runner. Sideball's going to be brought into the backcourt. 4 shot good. Hadley Cherry. It's a 6-0 contest. 3 on the game clock. Going to bounce it in the backcourt. Hamilton Heights providing some pressure. Dribbling across the timeline. Meyer Davis. Going to take a shot. That's the baseline. Going to rim out. Rebound. Ella Hickok. Working through the front court. Mine right there in front of the scores bench. Silver dribble. To go in off the glass. Couldn't get the shot. Looking for a foul. No foul whistled. To the front court again. It's Maya Davis. In the paint. She'll go off. Try to go off the glass. There's going to be a foul whistled. Hamilton Heights. Going to put her at the stripe. Maya Davis. Going to shoot a couple. Whistle this foul on 23. Cassidy Schakel. He has one. She's had two here early in the first quarter. She's going to tie it right that time. That's Cameron Runner. At the free throw line, Maya Davis shooting 64%. Shot is good. Now 44-68 on the season. Maya Davis, a senior. Second shot up and also good. 6-2 contest. He has, he's in front. starting from the backcourt. Ella Hitka, court pressure provided by Heritage Christian. Backcourt, good pressure there. Going to get it crossways. Cross the timeline on the dribble, Cameron Runner. Bring it back out to a crossover dribble. Into the corner, cast to Shakel. Shakel nearly put that second hand on the basketball. No double dribble. He gets close. Let's drive the paint. Off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner, a layup. Contest, Lady Huskies by 6. Gonna pass it to the front court. Trinity Taylor. She'll work it back to Maya Davis. Wants to give the ball up and does. She's Eliza Lapsley. Eliza Lapsley wears 21. They're working down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket, Heritage Christian. Number 10, Jocelyn Herschel. She's a junior. The front court, Hamilton Heights. Out top of the circle. You get it. No shoots high while the ball was moving. The Cherry, the pass came to her. She had to get away from that shoe tie and had to handle the basketball. Huskies make an errant pass there in the front court. They pass it out of bounds right there to the Heritage Christian bench. So a turnover in the book for the Huskies. 32 on the game clock. 4 contests. Lady Huskies by 4. Pass it to the front court. Does the Lady Eagles. Going to be a steal in the front court. The steal, number 3, Katie Brown. Have the Cherry. She'll pass across the timeline. The corner with it. Cameron Runner. Now, Katie Brown out top now on the dribble. No, right side now. Ella Hickok back to the Cameron Runner. Out top. Have the Cherry back to Katie Brown. Katie Brown outside the arc. Right there pretty close to Mr. Glenn Schrock. 3-point shot good. For 58 on the game clock. The circle will be tipped to the backcourt by Cameron Runner. She'll retrieve the basketball. Jocelyn Marshall. Maya Davis in the paint. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Got her own board. Sit out top. That's 5. Casey Frost. Working left side. Back pedal dribble now. Working the basketball around right there with the basketball. But outside the arc again. Free throw line. She'll dribble the paint. Off the glass. Got the bucket. And there's going to be a foul. Cameron Runner collects the foul. The paint off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good. Casey Frost. She wears number 5. She'll get one shot. Cameron Runner has one foul in the ballgame. That's the 3rd foul on the Lady Huskies. First quarter. 3-point play opportunity is good. Casey Frost, she's shooting 66% when she steps to the stripe. She's now 40, 60. Raises it to 67%. That's some quick math. Thank Mr. Scott, middle school. Well, out of bounds. It's going to be a foul in the paint. Cameron Runner goes hard to the hoop. An underhanded scoop shot. Got fouled. She'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on Heritage Christian. Going to be the 1st foul. So on number 5, Casey Frost. Cameron Runner. 1 shot. And I think about 2 shots. Missed the attempt for the shot. Got fouled. He missed the 1st one. Has shot 145 foul shots this season. Has made 134. She's made 135 at 156. 3%. That's pretty good. They accept her well at Evansville. We're going to back the other direction. Maya Davis outside the arc. She'll go off the glass. 2-point shot good. Maya Davis. 12-9 contest. Lady Huskies by 3. Front court. Abby Cherry. And the arc. Cross court skip pass. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Credit the board right there. That's number 11, Trinity Taylor. To the front court with the basketball. They'll pass it out behind the arc. And Davis being guarded there by Ella Hickok. Just switch off. Hickok, Casey Frost. Elbow right side. Pass it outside the arc. Maya Davis. One shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Ashley Shakel for Hamilton Heights. Down with the rebound. Left across the timeline there is Ella Hickok. Kind of an errant chest pass right there, but Cameron Runner tracks it down. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll work it to the opposite corner. From the corner baseline, good. Katie Brown, I believe, has shot 3 times from 3-point land, and she's got all 3 of them. 16 on the game clock. Team 9, Lady Huskies by 6. Shot inside the arc. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Casey Frost. So whistle a foul here on the floor. A rebounding foul. We're going to whistle this on Hadley Cherry. She's going to pick up her 2nd foul with 3:09 left here in the 1st quarter. Huskies have 4. Next common foul by Hamilton Heights will put Christian on the line to shoot 2. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. And by Frost. Side to arc on the dribble. Jocelyn Marshall. She'll take a three. Jocelyn Marshall was left open. Turn around, key into three-point shot. 12, Lady Huskies by three in the front court. Cherry, we're down low. That was Katie Brown. We're going back around. Outside the arc, Hadley Cherry rims out. Three-point shot. Go. Down out of there across the timeline. Jocelyn Marshall. Surely. Get back, teammate. Now back to Marshall. She'll take a three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Maya Davis. Maya Davis with the board and a reverse layup for two. 1 point game, Hamilton Heights. Keen, Heritage Christian, 14. 29 left here in the first quarter. The ball out top, Ella Hickok. The circle. The right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner, cross-court skip back. Katie Brown, 4 for 4 for three-point land. Katie Brown has 12 in the quarter. 2:13 on the game clock. Keen, 14. The front court. And the dribble picks it up outside the arc. Being guarded there by Katie Brown to get rid of it. Cross. She's on the dribble. We're going to get to her. Her runner should be screened off. Going to call foul. We're going to call this foul on Cameron Runner trying to fight through screen. Not a bad call. It's right there in front of me. But I don't think they probably get loud enough. You got to tell when there's a screen. Cameron Runner had no idea it looked like. So Cameron picked up the foul. It's an offensive foul. They're going to have a shooting foul. That's defensive. Three shots. That's foul number 5. Mike, we're on defense. With not a player control foul. That's going to put C. Frost at the free throw line. KC Frost, 66%, now 67. Determined that. She'll get the first one. Since it net. C. Frost, she'll have one more. It's 18-15. Lady Huskies by three with 1:59 left in the first. Second shot up, also good. C. Frost got both of them. Point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Timeline across the timeline, Cameron Runner. Go work right side, behind the back dribble. Post errant, picked up there by Hadley Cherry. Out behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Out top to keep the dribble alive, working left side, going to be a reach-in foul. Hickok, I wouldn't want to guard her. It's got to be a nightmare trying to guard a girl with that quickness. Dribbling exhibition. So they're going to whistle this foul. There it is, Christian. Christian fouls whistle on 21. Elijah Lapsley has one. Foul number 2. Call timeout. Go over the timeout to 60 seconds. Now, we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Powers. And Sewer. For Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County. 2000, the new millennium. Started as a father and son business, has now grown to a three-generation business. Pump residential and commercial septic tank and grease traps. Other things we'll mention, service Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Clay's Marion, you can give them a call at 317-339-327. 317-339-9327. Ball's going to be brought in. And I toss it to the backcourt. Hickok. 1:38 on the game clock. Cassie Shakel out top. She'll hand off. Cameron Runner. Back pedal. She'll work behind the back. Left side. Ella Hickok. Thought about a shot. Have room. Converge. Was number 12. I take that back. Right there. Good defense by Heritage Christian. We drive in. Baseline. Back out. Shot in a row from Katie Brown that went through the basket from three-point land. Katie Brown, 15 points here in the first quarter. 0-8 on the game clock. Katie Brown yet to miss. I don't want to jinx her. On top of the basketball. Christian, now Maya Davis on the dribble. We're going to get her. Let her go. Free throw shot. Maya Davis rims out. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Cassie Stagel. Cassie Shakel took the brunt of that, and she's going to get back up. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on Harry Christian. It's number 12, Izzy Papineau. Izzy Papineau, she's in the ballgame. Izzy Papineau, the sophomore, was number 12. She 2 seconds, crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. She Shakel back to Ella. The dribble, triple threat, she'll work it down low, give and go somewhat. Going hard to the hoop left side. Couldn't get the bucket to go. Cameron Runner will shoot two, fouled in the act of shooting. 44.3 seconds left, first quarter. 21-16, Lady Huskies by 5. Cameron Runner's first shot good, Lady Huskies by 6. 4.3 left, quarter. Cameron Runner started the game at 93% foul stripe. His shot also good. Got both of them this time. 23-16, a 7-point advantage for Lady Huskies. Walking to the timeline, that's Jocelyn Marshall. In the dribble, crossing the logo, center circle. South toward the right side, Maya Davis. Right side on around, Casey Frost. High under, well behind the arc. Dribble there, Jeliza. Absolutely. The ball out top, 22 seconds, three-point shot in the air. Rims off, where'd he go? Shot taken there by Jocelyn Marshall. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. On the timeline, Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner, back to Ella Hickok near the center circle. Go back up, she's in the center circle. A pick up a screen from Kathy Staples. Not going to use it. Going to go to the corner. Six shot quarter. This one wouldn't go. Three-point lay-in for Katie Brown. Short off the rim from the right corner baseline. Katie Brown, 5 of 6. Three-pointers. Good for Katie in quarter number one. Step quarter number one. The height, 23. He's Christian, 16. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear going to help out on the sectional court sponsor. We appreciate her. Century 21, state agent and a real estate broker. I'm looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients. The utmost professionalism. Lisa lists and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. Tackle Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone, by text message, 17-513-4086. Again, 17-513-4086. Quick, simple. When you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. I own Lisa Stokes Bear. Bring the ball in, of course, to that possession arrow with the Heritage Christian. Bring the ball in, 8 minutes, second quarter clock. And by Frost, caught slightly on the dribble, Jocelyn Marshall across the timeline. To the left side, Maya Davis. In the face right there, Katie Brown looking around the perimeter. Bring it down low, Frost. She'll bring it back out. Certain Frost right there pretty well, Hadley Cherry. And that Frost right there, Ella Hickok. The zone moves. Top of the basketball, left side, Jocelyn Marshall. To Maya Davis. She's open. She'll work down low. Free throw line to kick it back out. The dribble, Jocelyn Marshall. A shot, 3-point land, wouldn't go. Yeah, put back, you're good. Number 11, Trinity Taylor. Hang on to those downs per game, and a half boards per game. Trinity Taylor, she's just a sophomore, 5'11". 7-10 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. 3-point shot good in front of the Heritage Christian bench. 6-18, Lady Huskies, 8 in the front court. Outside the arc, they go to the corner with it. She Frost, she'll bring it down low off the glass. Point bucket good. 11, Trinity Taylor and Ella Hickok trying to be an official there. Bring the ball to the front court. 6:44 on the game clock. Elbow, she'll bring it back out. That's Ella Hickok. Top of the basketball, triple threat. The pass out of it, Hadley Cherry to Katie Brown. Hadley Cherry back to Ella. Bow extended, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Caroms, hand of Maya Davis. Hit up in the front court. Katie Brown will reset the offense. Top, back, middle dribble. Ella Hickok. Right side, Cameron Runner. She's joking, driving the paint. 2-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Down secured, Trinity Taylor. Front court on the dribble, Jocelyn Marshall. Heritage Christian has a sub wanting to check in. Next dead ball. Half top, Casey Frost. To the corner, 3-point shot on the way, good. Credit the bucket. 21, Jeliza Lapsley. actually shooting 33% three-point land. She's now 16-47. 5:46 on the game clock. Top stationary dribble, Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble right side. Bring it back into paint. She'll back pedal dribble out of the paint. And gets her is Trinity Taylor. 5'11 to 5'8, Ella Hitchcock. Mismatch. Looking to pick up a screen possibly from Cassie Staples. She will. The dribble, 5:25. That's over to Havie Cherry. Fit off the mark. It's going to go out of bounds. Don't want to point blame at either one of them. Turnover for the Huskies. How to eliminate those turnovers? That's still coming up next week. How to eliminate the turnovers? 5:20 on the game clock. Crossing the sideline, Heritage Christian, Maya Davis. On the right side behind the arc, Jocelyn Marshall. Dribble. Casey Frost. Frost going to dribble across the lane. Back out top. 20, Emma Gast. Number 20, Emma Gast in the ballgame. She's a freshman for Heritage Christian. The dribble, lost the handle, picked back up, now loses it again. Cameron Runner going to pick up the basketball. Usually when you have the basketball and you lose the possession, you try diligently to get the ball back for your teammates. A lot of the times you'll pick up a foul like happened right there. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall picked up her first. Across the timeline, Ella Hitchcock. Kichagel back to Ella behind the arc. Ella Hitchcock going to dribble right, pick up another screen from Cassie Schakel. Outside the arc, left elbow extended, three-point shot ready to go for Cameron Rutter. Rebound out of there, Casey Frost. I'm lining in the front court. To work it back out, that's going to call a traveling violation. Jocelyn Marshall, she knew it. Whistle blew, and she handed the ref out the pass and headed back the other direction. What? These girls playing basketball at the high school level. Have a larger IQ for basketball than you can imagine. I think that's an absolute true statement. 4:26 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 26-23. Lady Huskies by three. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Good. Ella Hitchcock sends the lead to six. 29-23 contest. Line with the basketball. Maya Davis. She'll take a shot. That's inside the three-point line. Going to call it a two. Aya Davis, another two-point shot. 29-25. 57 on the game clock. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hitchcock. DePaul, reach-in foul. Reach-in foul going to be whistled against the Lady Eagles. Whistle is foul. On number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. She'll pick up her second. Ball game. She'll take a breather. Aya Davis going to guard the inbound. Katie Brown going to pass it to the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock going to cross the timeline. But he picked up immediately by Jeliza Lattery. Ella Hitchcock back to Cameron Runner. She's on the dribble. Right side. Cut off him immediately there by Trinity Taylor. Side of the arc. She's open this time. Three-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner. The Huskies moved the basketball quick. Got her open. Elbow extended, couple of steps behind the arc. 2:25, a seven-point advantage. The Lady Huskies. Down low, going to try a reverse layup, nearly went. Out there taken by Emma Gass, back the other direction on the rebound. Katie Brown going to go off the glass in the paint. Right side, she'll call a foul, she'll go the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. And they're going to whistle this foul on Heritage Christian. And that's number five, Casey Frost. She picks up her third foul in the second quarter with 3:15 left. Shot on the way and good. Katie Brown having a tremendous ball game. I should say at least the first half. I mentioned here on the floor taking pictures is Abba Cross. Cross taking photographs for Hamilton Heights and for Heritage Christian. His website is PhotoCross.com. Photography.com. So he spells it F-O-T-O. Photocrossphotography.com. No matter where you're at in the United States, check out that website. Up Cross, that's why he works hard. As far as I know, he's pretty much a native Hamilton Heights Husky. So across the timeline on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock, front court, Katie Brown. 52 on the game clock, 33-25. Double dribble is going to be the call against Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner might be in disbelief. These officials are paid officials for the city. They got three guys out there. They had to pass a major league test, and they're here because they like the game and they love the girls. So we're in the front court. Pretty down low, going to throw it away to Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to cross the timeline. That's going to pass off right there, Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. We're going to left side to be Katie Brown. 2:27 left here in the second quarter. 3:25. Lady Huskies by 8. Outside the arc, 3-point shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Katie Brown, she's now 5-for-7. Point land here in the first half. 13 left on the dribble. Back middle dribble. We're going to basketball. Jocelyn Marshall picked up by Cameron Runner. Almost a steal. Back in the hands of Jocelyn Marshall. New dribble. Get down there. They work it out top. Dribble it down low in the paint. Cassie Schenkel picked up a loose ball. Gets it to Katie Brown. Now Hallie Cherry. She'll cross the timeline. Dribble. Back door cut. Ella Hickok outside the arc. They're moving around. Just right of center. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Backing down that rebound was Cassie Schenkel. She was going out of bounds. She tossed it off of the body. I hear these Christian gals. So the Lady Huskies get the ball back. Cue for basketball there. City Schenkel. 1:42 on the game clock. Right on the slide. Going to toss it in. The Cherry. The dribble. She'll dribble a couple times. Give it back to Katie Brown. Behind the arc. Being guarded there by Maya Davis. 33 on the game clock. 3:25. Been kind of dormant here for just a bit. Out top of the basketball. Missionary dribble. In the center circle at Cameron Runner. So left side behind the arc. Dribble in. 2-point shot. Going to go for Ella Hickok. Goes back up with the shot. Got it cycled. That block shot to Jocelyn Marshall. 2-point shot the other end. Heritage Christian. That wouldn't go. Maya Davis on the shot. Back the other direction. 104. In the paint. Off the glass. She's going to tiptoe through the tulips. The glass right there. Cameron Runner for two. 35-25. 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. Top of the basketball. Going to move it inside. Trinity Taylor. Outside. Inside out play. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Maya Davis. Rebound bucket in the paint. Credit to shot number 20. A gasp. 4 seconds left. 35-27. Lady Huskies by 8. The basketball out top. Spin move. Run runner. Going to get it back to Hadley Cherry. She's open. She'll go baseline off the glass. Power layup. Hadley Cherry. 15 seconds left. 37-27. Huskies by 10. Couple of subs waiting to check in. They may not get in the ballgame before halftime. Point shot wouldn't go. I take it Jocelyn Marshall. Dribble in the front court. Ella Hickok. Off the glass shot wouldn't go. And that's going to end the first half. The end of quarters of play. We're at halftime. Hamilton Heights. 7. It's Christian. 27. Put a 15-minute clock up there for halftime. I think that's what it's showing. Pink out Mike, they probably have something scheduled. And we'll find out. So we'll mention this game tonight is part brought to you by TripsFishers.com. Also in Noblesville, State Road 32. Two separate dealerships by the same gentleman, Mr. Fritz. That guy is amazing. Happy to be able to know him. Tickets Fritz and Fishers. Reach them on the web, FritzFishers.com. Again, that's FritzandFishers.com. They have quality cars, trucks, SUVs. Third, mileage and one-owner automobiles. Fishers, Indiana, their location is 8599 East 116th Street. You can reach them by telephone at their dealership in Fishers, 317-42-2228. Again, that's 317-42-2228. Mention they have a separate location right there along State Road 32. It's between Westfield in Noblesville, two of the metropolises being built. I say, what they're being, let's build Noblesville. Think back about 50 years. The women, they're right there. And you can reach them by telephone, their dealership along State Road 32 at 317-773-2282. That number is 317-773-2232. That's FritzFishers.com. IEZ. We'll also mention bringing this contest to you tonight is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-8800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. We have up to 2016 box trucks available. A truck with a Tommy lift sure come in handy. Keep you away from that chiropractor. Also mentioned, that's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find Dirk. Dirk will be there to escort you, let you find the mobile you'd like to travel in. That's Penske Truck Rentals. Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. South edge of Noblesville. Then also bringing you tonight's contest, Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts also going to support the Husky Sectional. This week we'll mention CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Truro, Indiana, 6034. At the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Reach them by telephone, 317-984-931. That number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store. Works to serve. That's Joe Dean. Joe Dean, what a quality man. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. Also mentioned, put me in sports. I'm bringing you this contest tonight. I'm thankful. Varsity Sports since 2008. Teach you support. Education-based. School Varsity Athletics. Baseball in the spring. The ex-Central Catholic Knights. We'll also mention football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils basketball. Tipton Blue Devils will be here tomorrow night out of what the Hamilton Heights. Huskies for his basketball team. Also mentioned being sports happy. Support and broadcast. Girls games Hamilton Heights. Team Huskies basketball. Huskies, good season. Trying to keep it going next week and the following week. Also mentioned bringing this contest to you tonight, Hope Jewelers. Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Just times are made for just moments. Hope Jewelers, there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Up in and visit. Hamilton Heights, I should say, right up here in Tipton. It's Hope Jewelers, Indiana, right there in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-9720. 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers but daily, Tuesday through Friday, 30 to 5:30, but Saturdays, 9:30 to 2, Petope Jewelers, Tipton. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you in part Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They have indoor and outdoor storage. Like storage. They're by the railroad track. Now, the railroad track is pretty close to where the glass used to be. They used to have glass here in Arcadia by the Arcadia Ball Diamond. I mean, I imagine a lot of people just heard me say that. Had no idea the glass factory back there. But we'll mention you can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. Call them at 317-774-500. Again, the number for Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, 17-774-1500. Or you can go on the web, www.aipsindiana.com. That's AIPSIndiana.com. It's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia. They're by the ballpark. Kenny Sykes keeps that ballpark in good shape year after year. We're mentioning a little bit about what's going on in class basketball. Talk about class basketball. It's 3A. Before we do that, we're going to talk about the Yorktown Sectional. Yorktown Sectional will be like this. It's going to start out next week on Tuesday, the 30th. January. First game right there at Yorktown High School. Yorktown, currently 13-9, against Jay County. County 20-2. Jay County is the only team in that sectional with 20 wins. The Knights will need a win here tonight. Well, 20 win category. That's the first game. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. That'll be the only game happening on Tuesday. Then coming back, game 6 o'clock, Wednesday the 31st next week. Centerville, 4-17, they're going to go against Frankton, the Eagles at 15-7. Second game, Wednesday night, 7:30, thereabout, start time. The Newcastle at 2-19, they'll go against Hamilton Heights, presently 19-2. Then back, they'll come back on Friday. Was days off. B. Lewis loves that song. I like it too. Also, the Eagles at 11-10. They've earned a bye. The ping pong ball was picked out for Delta. They'll come back and they'll play on Friday. And they'll play against the winner, Yorktown, Jay County. It'll be the 6 o'clock game on Friday, 2nd. Looking for that groundhog right there. But second game on Friday, 2nd, right there, it's either going to be Centerville, Frankton. They'll be the visiting team. One of those two will be the visitors. Going against Newcastle or Hamilton Heights. And then at that game, those two teams will be the home team. And then they'll come back for a final game on Saturday, February 3rd. That'll be one game on Saturday, 7:30, and then they'll work it right there. That'll be for the championship of the Yorktown Sectional. So they're working the Jumbotron right there. Everybody in the whole place looking at the Jumbotron like they're watching TV from their own living room. It's well done. So anyway, that's how the Town Sectional will pan out. You quite catch that. Hamilton Heights will play on Wednesday, January 31st at 7:30. Go against Newcastle. That'll be a fun game there, the final game, nightcap on Wednesday. Cannot make it live. You can listen by internet radio on putmeinsports.com. And if you don't quite forget, remember Newcastle, Kent Benson. Benson back in the early 70s, about 72, He's probably a senior at Newcastle High School in 72. And also, Steve Alpert. These two guys played for Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight, what a coach. Bobby Knight, three CAA titles. You remember those, don't you? 1, 4, and 87. No, think of that. 76, he won, and 87. 76, can't forget that. They won every game. They're the only team to ever do that. Kentucky came close. That final game loss. It ain't that of a... I'm glad they did. Well, anyway, we'll mention Hamilton High's going to play first game of the sectional, their first game. Round one will be Wednesday, the 31st at 7:30. Now we'll talk about basketball. Go ahead and finish up Class 2A. Sweet top five in 2A this week. Number one, North Knox, 21-1, so 47. Two, South Knox. Just think if they combine those schools, they're 20-1, so sectional 47. Number three, Eastern Hancock, 18-1, sectional 42. If you didn't know, Ian Bowen, the assistant principal at Eastern Hancock, to my knowledge. Last I knew, he was. And if you didn't know Brian Bowen, he's the son of Bill Bowen. We'll also mention that number four in 2A this week, Eastbrook, 19-1, sectional 39. Number five, Carroll, out of Florida, right there on 18. They're 18-3, sectional 38. 3A, up five in class 3A. At number one this week, Wilson Heights, Lady Huskies. 18 wins, 2 losses. Sectional 24, that'll be played at Yorktown High School. At number two, it's Norwell, Lady Knights. They're number two in the state, 15-4, sectional 23. Number three, it's Rensselaer Central, Lady Bombers. They could be in the same path, Hamilton Heights. I think it's regional, somebody told me. We'll see. They're 19-1, Hamilton Heights. We did them a loss last Saturday. Sectional 22. At number four, it's Gibson Southern. 18-4, sectional 32. Number five, it's Indian Creek. 16-4, they're sectional 26. Now, class 4A, top five. 5 and 4A. Number one, Lawrence Central. 22-1, sectional 10. At number two, it's Center Grove. Grove, 21-1. They're in sectional 13. At number three, Columbia City, 18-2, they're sectional 6. Number four, Fort Wayne Snyder, and 2, they're sectional 5. Number five, Hamilton Southeastern, the Lady Royals, 18-3, sectional number 8. To get through this quick, basketball class 3A rankings, top 12, updated on January 21st. I'll mention four of the seven 3A teams in Hoosier Conference play on this list. Four of the seven 3A teams of Hoosier Conference are on this list. At number one, it's Hamilton Heights. They're out of the East. Two, Norwell Lady Knights, 17-4. Out of the West division of Hoosier Conference, number three is Rensselaer Central Bombers at 19-1. Four, Gibson Southern, Titans are 18-4. At number five, Lady Graves from Indian Creek. They're 16-4. Out of the West Division, number six, Benton Central Bison. David Baxter always has a good team, 21-3. Number seven is Greensburg Lady Pirates, 16-4. Number eight, Scottsburg Lady Warriors, 19-2. Number nine, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. Number three, number 10, Washington Lady Hatches, 18-4. Out of the East Division of the Hoosier Conference, number 11, Eastern Lady Panthers, 15-4. At number 12, it's Jay County. Lady Patriots, 18-2. We're playing second half. We're all just on it in play now. Also possession arrow, Hamilton Heights, first possession, second half. Paint off the glass. Cameron Runner going to get the bucket. He put some English on that ball underneath the basket. And it works it off the backboard. Got the 2-point bucket. She'll shoot one. Foul of the second half. going to be Whipple Heritage Christian. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. He has three in the contest. Shot, only shot he'll get. 3-point play, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, 13 points in the ball game. Katie Brown with 16. In the front court of the basketball, Maya Davis. Cross-court pass on the dribble. They won, Jaliza. Lastly, left side, goes double-team her, so passed out of it. Baseline, Frost, lost the handle, she's in the paint. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry of Hamilton Heights. It's a Cameron Runner. Now back to Ella Hickok, she'll cross the timeline at a dribble pace. 17 left. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Put off the mark, that was a long three-point shot. She traps down the long carom for the rebound. Get time in the front court. Possession here in the front court for Lady Huskies after the offensive board. Step back three. Shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. 3-point shot. Right of center. 43-27. In the front court. Heritage Christian. Pass in the paint. Basketball around. Left-handed shot off the glass. That's number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Jocelyn Marshall, just a junior. At 10, quite athletic. Ball in the front court, 6:33 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights, for Runner. Side of the arc, working there, Ellie Hickok, being guarded there by Jaliza. Lastly, they go to the corner, Hadley Cherry. Out top, Katie Brown. Side around the perimeter, Cameron Runner. Pick up a screen, going to use it from Cassie Schakel. Out top of the basketball, crossover dribble. She'll dribble into paint. Come back out top. The Cherry, she'll reset the offense. The left side, well behind the arc. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble it back out top. Reset the offense from the center circle. Working against her is Jocelyn Marshall. Palming violation. Going to turn the ball over. Palming violation. And they're going to say it was a Michael Jordan. The palming violation. Michael Jordan made a living. And a lot of folks glad he did the palming violation and get caught because he was fun to watch. It's you on the game clock. Front court of the basketball, Heritage Christian. Pass it down free throw line, Trinity Taylor. Corner. Thought about a three. Goes dribble in. That's Lapsley. Side of the paint. She'll take a shot. She get it, but she got fouled in the act of shooting. Eliza Lapsley is going to shoot a couple. A 5'5" sophomore. Talk to the scorekeeper there, the paper scorekeeper for Christian. I tried to get him to bump up that height a little bit, and they said, well, we are at 5'5". They're honest people over there. They are Christians. Lady Eagle High School, Heritage Christian. We're going to get the first one. She'll get one more. Second shot on the way. Good. Got the bucket. Back into the two-shot foul. Liza Lapsley got one. 43-30 contest. Lady Huskies by 13. Going to dribble in. Baseline. Going to bring it back out. Hit shot. To elbow. Right side. Brown back to Ellis. She'll turn around dribble. She's going to paint. The glass couldn't get the bucket. She'll pick up a foul, and she'll shoot two. So, Ella Hickok, she's a stripe. It's the first time tonight she's been at the stripe. She's shooting 72% on the season. She won for 57. Now 42 for 58. Institution in the ballgame for Heritage Christian. Team number 12, Isabel, they go by. She goes by Izzy. Pepino. Number 12, taking a breather, is number 5, Casey Frost. Hickok got both of them. Doing a pretty good blockout right there by Jaliza Lapsley. 23 on the game clock. In the timeline with the basketball, Maya Davis. Bounce to the left side in the corner. 3-point shot a bit long. Shot taken there by 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Frank Ward crossing the timeline, Ellie Hickok. Puck over dribble in the paint. Kicks it back out. Cameron Runner. She go across the lane. Sit out, Cassie Schakel. Effie Schakel for two. I know it took her first shot. The bucket is 47. The key point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Both shot left side. Floater. Wouldn't go for Maya Davis. Back the other direction. Cameron Runner. Going to go coast to coast. Off the glass. Left-handed layup. Cameron Runner for two. 39-30. 4:40 left here in the third quarter. In a timeline at a walk pace. Christian number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. A stationary dribble way out top. Lady Huskies going to elect not to play close defense. She'll pass it to the corner. Inside the arc. Two-point shot would go. Rebound put back. Maya Davis. Go. Saw a foul over the back. That first shot. Again, right there in that front court was by number 12, Izzy Papineau. Go. Maya Davis came down with a board. Going over the back, trying to pick up the rebound. Tristan, number 11, Trinity Taylor. She just has one foul. She's an original starter. She jumps center. There is Christian to start the ball game. 4:08 on the game clock. 9:30 outside the arc. Ella Hickok. Part off the mark. It's going to bounce up. It's going to get the cable. Holds the stationary bar for the backstop there. And it's out of bounds when it hits that friend's substance up there. They give the ball back to Heritage Christian. A 60-second timeout on the floor. 4:02 left. Third quarter. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM, a good mechanic. Looking for that good mechanic, look no further. GM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. They'll also work on your tires, and I'm very thankful for that. It's got 72,000 on the first set of tires. Dry rot flat tire. About a day and a half ago. That's not good, but we'll mention AGM Auto. Also, Classic Car Restoration. They are good. I buy their complex. It's right there, West Arcadia. Their address is 6650 266th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto is right there. They do precision tuning. You really enjoy doing classic restoration. Cars, get something sitting in your barn and in there for a while. Get it out. Bring it to AGM Auto. They'll make you happy. So 4:02 on the game clock. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt. Yeah, Davis to the bucket on the baseline. We'll toss it in. 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Eddie Husky's going to work on their defense in the backcourt. That ball passes, tipped away. Cameron Runner has quick reflex. She get that foot up. She can wait really quick. Brought in left the bucket. Toss it in right there. Jaliza Lapson. Gets it in. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Cameron Runner. She'll get it to Ella Hickok. She'll work it down low. Katie Brown couldn't get the shot. Pass in the paint. Back the other direction. Maya Davis. Side the arc. Going to shoot another two-point shot. He's nailed 2 point shots. Just inside three-point area. Front court of the basketball. Left side on the dribble now. Ella Hickok. Top. Ball game. It's Roten. Cameron Roten in the ball game. Cameron Roten. Basketball right here for Hamilton Heights. She spells Cameron with a K. Cameron Runner with a C. We're going to back the other direction. Off the glass. Left-handed layup. Good. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry for 2. 31-32, a 19-point advantage. Lady Husky. They work it down low off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. It was 11, Trinity Taylor. They call timeout right here. Got assist from Maya Davis. Might have stepped on his ankle wrong, official. Ended on the surface. Chad Ballinger going to check on him. Chad Ballinger, the boys basketball coach. Matt Ballinger working in year number 17 at Hamilton Heights. That's allowed a couple interviews or more in sports. Quality man. Gonna check on him. Here also to check on him is Jan Clifton. Jan Clifton Gaw, G-A-W. Officials gonna go up against the wall, stretch out that back calf muscle. In observation there. He's okay. Walk back out. A good hand clap. Genuine concern right here at Hamilton Heights for anybody in the house, especially the officials. So 2:57 on the game clock. He's ready to go. He's going to start out in front of the scores bench. Three officials on the floor. They're ready to play. 2:57 left, 51-34. Lady Husky's going to inbound from the backcourt. Hadley Cherry brings it in. Ella Hickok. She's going to trot to the timeline. She'll cross the timeline at a trot pace. Webb Word out top. Throw line having Sherry back out top. Cameron Runner still dribble in. Fall off the glass. Right-handed layup is good for Runner. 33-34. Back to a 19-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 37 during the third quarter. On the dribble, Lastwick. Take through the corner. They call blocking foul. Trying to get out of there. There's a double team. Bounce the ball out of there on the dribble. It's number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Lady Huskies trying to set up Joel's charge. Didn't get the job done. That foul's going to be whistled on Katie Brown. She's a starter. She picked up her first foul. 2:30 left here in the third quarter. The clean ball game going everywhere all around. Working back left side, Trinity Taylor. Working back around Maya Davis. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims out. Flies to Lapsley. Down Ella Hickok. Not going to dribble to the sideline. Going to be picked up right there by Jocelyn Marshall. Pass to the left side. Skip pass. Working to Katie Brown. Count top. Hadley Cherry. The right side. Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. Now out top. Cameron Runner. Elbow. Right. Left side. Should say. Back to Ella. She's going to paint. Take a floater. She thought it was short. She was going to track it down. The rim and on through. One shot good in the paint for Ella Hickok. Back the other direction, baseline drive. Stop and pop a shot from about 12 feet. But bucket good, Jocelyn Marshall. Pretty Christian. 5:36. 1:32 left here in the third quarter. Basketball out top, now Katie Brown. Left side, Ella Hickok. About a dribble. Off right there by Maya Davis. Going to dribble in, take a shot. Side the arc. Wanted to take a three. The shot went down low, and Harry Carey going to draw the foul. The whistle this foul. Harry Christian, number 11. Trinity Taylor, she'll pick up her second foul. The foul in the quarter for Harry Christian. They're working down low in the paint. Cameron Runner to the corner. Ella Hickok, she'll try a three. Three-point shot is good. Right corner baseline, right there in front of Hunter Doak. The Doak senior manager. This guy has the enthusiasm. He cares a lot about a lot of things. Yeah, 30-second timeout. It's in height. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. That's cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. It's Runyon Truck Store, 765-562-5130, 65552-5130, Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance, fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store, they bleed orange. 1:12 on the game clock. Will be brought in at court. Official letting them know you can run the baseline. It's after a made basket. Brought in. Hi, it's Casey Frost. Sit in. Jocelyn Marshall. Maya Davis. Front court. Elise Taylor. Back the other direction. Off the glass. Left side. Off. Going to earn a trip to the foul stripe. They'll shoot two. Casey Frost. 5'10 junior. Averages 11.2 per game. Shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting. Foul whistled against number two, Ella Hickok. Hickok has two. Ball game. Lady Huskies have three here in the quarter. Oh, four left. First shot wouldn't go for Frost. Get one more. Second shot on the way. Rims up, rims down. Friendly bounce. Pretty sure Casey Frost is living right. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. 8:37. On the crossover dribble in the paint. Going to get a pounding violation. Cameron Runner, that gives her a distinct advantage. Crossover and go down the paint. And a pretty easy call there. I'm not sure about the other one. I didn't really see the other one, but that one was a pretty easy call. 4 seconds left. 4 seconds left in the front court on the dribble. Top Maya Davis. The right side, Jeliza Lapsley. Tries to make a bounce pass. It's stolen by Katie Brown. To go the distance off the glass. Right-handed layup for Brown. 6-37. 6 seconds left here in the third quarter. On the dribble in the front court. Down low to Trinity Taylor. Payne should kick it back out. Point shot rims out short. I take it there. 21, Jaliza Lapsley, and she's going to pick up a foul in the backcourt. That was short off the mark, and you know, talked about this. It's a shatter, and you want the ball back in a hurry. Sometimes you get caught with your fingers in the cookie jar trying to get the ball back on a steal. Looking the distance, fifth foul here. Ella Hickok's going to shoot two for the Huskies. First shot short off his rim. 60-37. Foul whistle on Isa Lapsley. She has two. The shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Fell off. Rebound. Casey Frost. The Lady Eagles. So when she's working into pain, she's going to get caught with the basketball getting caught on her hip for her next dribble. Not a lot you can do about that. Came up and she got it caught on her hip before she put it back down. An easy traveling violation. 10.7 left. Bring it in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Moving. 14 seconds. She's reaching the timeline right now. 60-37. Lady Huskies in front. Going to dribble down low. In the paint. Off the glass. Get the bucket. Adley Cherry wasn't real concerned about making the shot. She knew she was going to absorb a foul. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. 64 left. Whistle the foul number 11, Trinity Taylor. She has three. Shot had the cherry. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Hadley enters this ball game shooting 59%. Foul stripe. She's now a 1 for 35. See, Shakel is going to check back in with 6.4. Cameron wrote, he's going to take a breather. She gets the medium fives right there. She's fast. Nora Rieger. For Rieger, good player. Look for her. Husky future. And shot up good. Hadley Cherry. 0.4 trying to get it in. Husky's going to defend. They're getting in Maya Davis. In the timeline, she's going to pass it up ahead. Pass going to be shot at the buzzer. Good. Now that was a long buzzer right there. Cameron Runner nails a three-point shot, left of center, a three or four steps behind the arc. Going to count it, 64-37, we're end of the third quarter, Lady Huskies in front. Mentioned this game is also in part brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant strives to please you. In every business, whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, friends, good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurant, Doublesville, and Tipton. It's the first buzzer. 60-second timeout between quarters. Bring the ball out. Alternate possession arrow to give it to it's Christian. Bring it in right there. Cameron Runner. Going to question the official. A palming violation. When Cameron sees the video, she'll know that she palmed the basketball. Minutes here in the fourth quarter. Going to be brought in by Heritage Christian. She brought in number five, Casey Frost. Half court. She's going to toss it back court. Aya Davis, your point guard. Crossing the timeline, Maya Davis, she'll work the right side behind the arc, takes it back outside. Casey Frost, behind the arc, right side, Maya Davis, triple threat available. She'll pass outside. Isa Lapsley will pass, but she'll corral it. And Davis works to the free throw line. Lily Taylor, going to give and go to Maya Davis down low. Left-handed shot over the glass, I should say. Take that back, it was over the rim, didn't need the backboard. That shot by Maya Davis. Assist to Trinity Taylor. 4:39. Lady Huskies in the front court. Hickok. Skip pass to the corner. Deflected. And that's momentum to get over to Hadley Cherry to go to the corner. Katie Brown, three-point shot, good. Katie Brown, to my knowledge, 6 for 8 three-point shots. Direction off the glass, got the bucket, and they'll count it. Harry Christian going to shoot one to be Maya Davis. Foul strike. He's going to do whistle on Hamilton Heights. Maya Davis going to shoot one. A foul whistle on Hadley Cherry. She has 3 fouls in the contest. She got the first 2 early inside the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. No 7 left in the fourth. 3-point play, good. Maya Davis for 3. 7:05 clock moving. 67-42. Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, left side, Katie Brown. Dribble in, picked up there by Casey Frost. Picked up her dribble. Side the arc, Cameron Runner, 3-point shot, rims out short. Get the board right there. Trinity Taylor touched it. They're trying to save it after her. Casey Frost goes off the fingertips. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights again in their front court. Bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. Katie Brown going to trigger the inbound. Looking to get it in. Going to bounce pass in the paint. Catch and shake. She'll bring it across the paint. Bring it back out. Pass it out top. Lee Cherry. Yes, Hadley is isolapsing. Left-handed dribble. She's going to dribble the paint. The glass, left-handed layup. Hadley Cherry. I say Hadley Cherry. The most improved basketball player I've seen all season. I've seen a lot of games. 6:23 on the game clock. Outside the arc. Working the basketball, Maya Davis. Davis to dribble up. Nearly lost it to Ella Hickok. The basketball up and floats it in. Now to paint, Maya Davis. Again with a 2-point shot. See, 9:44. Eddie Huskies in the front court on the dribble. Ella Hickok, center circle. Working against Maya Davis. Now back pedal dribble. To set the offense. They're working left side behind the arc. Katie Brown. Guarding her is Jocelyn Marshall. They're working down low. Lost the handle. Have the Cherry go back the other direction. City Taylor. Side the paint. She'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. The glass rebound. Cameron Runner. 5:38 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. So they're working outside the arc. Ella Hickok for 3. She's out short. Rebound secured. Kennedy Taylor. That's the sophomore. Kennedy Taylor. Good 11. They'll pass it down her. Down low. She'll go in the paint off the glass. Wouldn't get it. Got her own board. For the back up. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Kennedy Shakel. Kennedy Taylor. You can just see her body language. You wish she'd had a better shot on the first one. But she got the board. Went back up. They'll shoot 2. Fouled in the act of shooting. Puts the foul on Cassidy Shakel. He has 2 in the contest. That's the free throw line. For 11, Trinity Taylor. She'll shoot a couple. First shot up, wouldn't go. Trinity Taylor working on that free throw percentage. He gets the first one. In the ballgame for Hamilton Heights is number 12, Cameron Roten. In a breather is junior athlete. Katie Brown. First shot, second shot wouldn't go. Lee Taylor rebound, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner crossing the sideline as the dribble pace. Stop by 2 steps behind the arc on the dribble. She's going to go down low to go off the glass. 2-point bucket for Cameron Runner. This is that dribbling technique to get wide open on the layup. 4:58 on the game clock. 71-44. The Huskies in front. Working the ball out top, crossover dribble. It's Davis. Elbow, left side. Spin move, brings it back out. At the offense, Emma Gass. To Maya. Maya outside the arc, should take a floater. Got it. Baseline floater, right side. Maya Davis at 5'7". One shot good. 71-46. 4:31 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Cameron Roten on the dribble out top. Brings it back to Hadley Cherry. Back to Roten. Find the arc. Back out to Cherry, being guarded there closely by Jaliza Lapsley. Look at right side from the scores bench. Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. Going to use a screen there from Cassie Staple. Now out top, Cameron Runner. She's going to dribble in. Going to absorb a foul. Who shot? Going to be a foul before the shot. They're going to whistle this foul. number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. I take that back. She's going to be on number 20 in the gas. Gas number 20. She has one. She fouls number one quarter. So toss it in the paint. She'll go up and get it, bring it back down, take a jump shot. 2-point shot good. Emren Runner. 73-46. 3:57 left, and we're going down low. Tall pass, couldn't reach it. Intercepted there in the paint by Cameron Rote. Cameron Runner going to dribble across the timeline. Crossover move, she'll work it. Left-handed layup, good. Credit the bucket. Cameron Runner, 75-46. 3:38 left in the fourth quarter. It's Davis on the dribble. Out top, she'll pop a shot. Good. And that's a 3-point shot. She shoots so close. 3-point shot area. A couple times in the first half, she hit some long twos. Side the arc. 3-point shot. Hamilton Heights. Emren Roten. Right in front of the coaches. Bench area. 10 left here in the fourth. It's going to be a foul whistle. Maya Davis, who's going left side, going up for the shot. Chin holding her. Hamilton Heights, they're going to whistle this foul. And they're going to put Maya Davis back to the strike. Ella Hickok has three fouls in the contest. Shot off the rim, wouldn't go. Maya Davis, she'll have one more. She started the night at 64%. 3-for-67. Second shot is good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Maya Davis, guard for Heritage Christian. No. 78-50. Lady Huskies in front. From the right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner is going to pick up a screen. They're going to use it. Kathy Schaefer. We're in the corner. Cameron Roten. Back out. Stay out top. Ella Hickok throws an errant pass. Cameron Runner saves her. Then she goes back and retrieves it. Back the other direction. Hallie Carey drives the lane. Lost the handle. Maya Davis. Trying to go coast to coast. Couldn't get the shot. She thought she was fouled. She's still asking the official. I can't believe that she might have been. So they're working back the other direction. Emren Runner, ball in her hand, couldn't get the shot. She'll shoot two. As mentioned, Emren Runner started this evening at 93%, 144 free throw shot. She got the first one here, 79-50. In the ball game, Harry Christian is going to be number 21. Liza Lapsley, and back in the ball game, starting center, 11 Trinity Taylor at 10.5 rebounds per game. Got both of them. Cameron Runner, 80-50. 2.5 minutes left. Fourth quarter. Maya Davis in the timeline. She'll work the right side, pick it up, work it down low. Frost in the paint, off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Down Heritage Christian, the Eagles at that board in the gap. 20, and they're going to be a reach-in foul, Hamilton Heights. And they're going to whistle this foul on 23, Kathy Schaefer. She has three in the contest. Foul number four on the Huskies. Common foul is going to put Heritage Christian at the stripe, shooting two. Left side long, 3-point shot, rims off, would go. Maya Davis, down picked up there by Ella Hickok. To the front court on the dribble. Back around, Presley Carey in the ball game. Hamilton Heights. Carey wears number 20. The freshman, but 7, shoots a good 3-ball. Is short on that one from the right corner baseline. That was Presley, wouldn't go. The other direction, a stand on the line, shoot a 2. Maya Davis standing right on the 3-point line right there. She's got to know where her feet at. She backs up a step, and she got 5 more points on the board. Working from the right corner baseline, shot would go. Same routine, Presley. Harry couldn't get the bucket. To the front court. Tipped away, stolen. Ella Hickok. Shot in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Corner, Hadley Carey for 3. Goff would go, rebound, Maya Davis. Carey is going to empty his bench. He's going to go wholesale substitution in just a moment. Two-shot foul going to be shot. It's going to be Casey Frost at the free throw line. She's going to shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul. Hamilton Heights number two, Ella Hickok, she has four in the contest, but she's going to exit the floor for this first shot. First shot is good. Casey Frost, the night five starters, step in to the ball game. 1:13 left, 1:13. And now this is the last time these four seniors will play on this surface. Hamilton Heights, the center circle, and a wave to the home crowd, and they're getting a good ovation. Sweet, they'll play Yorktown's facility, and they'll hope to continue for Yorktown, but they're not going to play on this floor again after the alumni game shows up. Maybe several years. I don't know when. He crossed the free throw line. In the ball game, number four, Taylor Harley for Hamilton Heights. 12, Cameron Roten. Number three, if they get back, number five, for Rieger. And on the rebound there, number 42, Vivian Lynch. Also in the ball game. In the right corner. Here. Swinging the ball around Harley. And they'll get it out. Dribble. We're going to back around Rieger. Out top, Nora Rieger. 49 seconds left. Huskies in the front court. Out top of the basketball, Taylor Harley. So these gals got some good minutes in the JV contest. Coach letting them play in a varsity contest. From the dribble, we're bringing back out top, Taylor Harley. 32 seconds left. 8-53. Lady Huskies in front. We're working back out in the ballgame for Heritage Christians. Number 14, Hazel Rick. Rick is the sophomore. Puts the ball around. It's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be a whistle on Maya Davis of Heritage Christian. Only the second, third foul here in the quarter on Heritage Christian. No shots will be awarded. They're going to bring it in side court at the 28-foot mark right of Mike Thomas. He runs the scoreboard. Back in. Cameron Roten lost the handle. Going to get tipped away, stolen by Maya Davis. Go off the glass. Boy, bucket. Cameron Roten kind of nonchalant, make the pass. And Maya Davis is not done with this ball game. 2 seconds left. In the front court, saving the basketball from going out of bounds. They'll hand the ball to the official. In 32 minutes, going by. They'll score here tonight. Hamilton Heights, 80. Heritage Christian, 55. Thank you for tuning in. Mention, games on the agenda. It's Christian. Have one more game on their regular season schedule. Play tomorrow night for the varsity. Play at Heritage Christian. They'll go against Park Tudor, Lady Panthers. Again, we'll mention. Indianapolis Chittard Sectional. 3A Sectional 27. Heritage Christian will play Tuesday, January 30th, the first two games, the sectional, they'll play in the nightcap, the 7:30 start. Christian at 12-10, go against Indianapolis Heron, 15-7. And we'll start at 7:30 at Indianapolis Chittard High School. Hamilton Heights, their first game of the sectional. Yorktown sectional, in the second evening, ball games. The first evening, there'll just be one game. That'll be Yorktown and Jay County, 7 o'clock. Then they'll come back the next night. They'll come back on the 31st, a Wednesday, Yorktown sectional. First game, 6 o'clock, will be Centerville, Lady Bulldogs, and Franklin, the Lady Eagles. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Second game that evening will be Newcastle, Hamilton Heights. 7:30, estimated start time on Wednesday the 31st. The Heights, their 20-win plateau season out of 8 particular years. And Cherry has accomplished that with his girls 3 times. Never had a losing season. I hope to continue this season. The Heights, again, once again, on Wednesday night at the sectional at Yorktown High School. We hope that you can make it there live. If you cannot, welcome to tune in. PutMeInSports.com. We do thank you for listening. wife had the idea to play a harmonica after the game. I'll play the harmonica and then we'll hopefully talk to Coach Sherry here in a moment. First, we'll say, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. The fire burning. Please stay tuned.
Also, we want to thank all of you who came in and donated. I'm very excited to announce that we currently have raised $1,135 for the Science Hill Foundation, which is currently in the heart of the community. I'm going to be here and I'm going to be here for one team, one fire, and I'm going to be here for
Thank you.
Hey, we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. Cherry, for your final game of the season, you had a first-half buzzsaw.
I mean, Heritage Christian's a solid team. They're physical. They got girls that just play. They're playmakers. They're shot makers. I mean, they're all capable of getting hot. They're streaky. And when they get going, they can be really hard to guard. You know, that Heritage Christian team's one that played Chittard really tough twice. And they beat West Lafayette this season. So they're no slouch of a team. Super proud of our seniors. Final game here at the Husky Dome. And they left it all out there tonight. Just shot it at an incredibly high level. Katie Brown was fantastic in the first half making shots. Cameron Runner, and then Little E and Hadley, Cassidy, just fantastic in their role. And our fans are spoiled because not many senior groups come along like those 24s. I couldn't be more proud of them. We had a nice talk there after the game. It was emotional. You know, your final time playing. Yeah, I can remember that as a player. It's hard. We talked about the regular season chapter being done, and, you know, outside of two hiccups, we've played pretty good basketball, but it's a new season now, and our mind shift, our mindset changes, you know, starting tomorrow at practice, and now it's all about the tournament, one game at a time, and hopefully we continue to play good basketball here for the next few weeks.
You're familiar, well familiar with Yorktown High School, gym floor, just the surroundings. You've seen overtime games there in the sectional.
Yeah. You know, I think back over the years, when we played in the regular season, we had a double overtime game there. We've had, you know, Newcastle overtime, you know, Yorktown overtime. The tournament is hard to win. I don't care who you're playing or where it is. You know, to win a sectional is extremely difficult. You know, it takes a little bit of luck, and then you got to have the players to go with it. You know, I'm really confident in our players. Hopefully the basketball gods will smile on us one more time, and we can get another one over there at Yorktown.
Okay, we're still post-game. We're going to talk to Hadley Cherry, the daughter of Tegan Cherry, with Dad. I don't know if I have permission to talk to you.
Oh, boy, I'm sure.
But I was talking during the game about your basketball IQ.
Oh, boy.
You've got a good one.
Yeah, I've been blessed to have Cameron Runner around me, Ella Hickok. So it's a lot of fun to play the game and get the ball to them. They might say it's my IQ, but, I mean, they're awesome players, and just playing with them makes me look a whole lot better.
If you didn't mind, but during the ball game, I mentioned I've seen a lot of basketball games. You are the most improved player I've seen all season.
I appreciate that a lot, yeah. My first years, I knew my role, and this year I really took on the role of playing for myself and set points because Runner and Ella Hickok can't be the only scorers. So me, Katie, Cassie, we've really all stepped up this year and found our own role scoring.
Katie Brown, she started the evening 5 for 5 from three-point land.
I mean, it's hard to guard us. You got Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, and Brown can whack some threes, but Katie, she was awesome tonight. I mean, it's a lot of fun playing with her, especially when the ball goes in.
You got a game Wednesday at 7:30. Can't overlook any teams.
No.
But you got to keep your legs underneath you. You got to get rest. Those 2 days you got off before Friday, got to get good, sufficient rest.
I agree. Yeah, we have Newcastle. I mean, they're a great program, have been successful throughout the year. So we're going to have a good run at it. And then winner of the next game will be really tough for us. So we're really excited to get after it. We know we're confident in each other, and we know we're going to make a deep run in it.
People looking forward to seeing you play Jay County. County has 2 losses. You have 2 losses. You handed one of those losses to them.
Jay County, no, they're an awesome program. We've played them for 5 years in a row, 5 games in a row, and, you know, if anybody wants to beat us the most, it's Jay County. We are circled on their calendar, so we're going to give it their best shot, and hopefully when the buzzer rings, we got more points than them.